In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the last Sunday of the blessed month of Kiyak, and the gospel of this blessed Sunday is about the birth of Saint John the Baptist, and how Zechariah, after he named the son John, his mouth was opened, and he blessed God, and then he started to talk about the goodness of God. And he spoke about God who fulfilled his promises. And we see this word, we hear it today also in the reading of the Pauline epistle about God who promised Abraham and how he fulfilled his promise. In a new day that marks the beginning of this new year, we will be talking about God whom we worship, whom we love, whom we try to draw close to him. Our God who promised and fulfill his promises. I remember one of my Sunday school teachers, he used to teach the class and say, whenever you read the gospel or the Bible, mark the promises of God and put an underline under, because this is going to support you one day whenever you will open the Bible to read and you see how God promised and how God is able to comfort those who are distressed and are in need. The promises of God also, we can use it in our prayers. We remind him with what he promised, and we trust that he is able to fulfill what he promised. Let us review some of the promises in the Bible that we have to have in our mind while we are on our journey here on earth, to know how God loved us, how much he wanted to comfort all of us, and then by retrieving these promises, we will have comfort and consolation to our souls. God promised when those people who are surrounded by their enemies, either spiritual or physical, that we should not be afraid. How many times we hear the word, don't be afraid, and how much we live here in this world full of fear. God promised and said, do not be afraid. This is Exodus 14. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. How comforting is these words. We are not going to fight by ourselves, either our spiritual enemies or the enemies of this world who come against us and give us hard time. But we will remember the promise of God. He will fight for us, and we shall hold our peace. We hear God also promising us whenever we are to start something and we need support. How many times we make decisions and we think, I need support, God, to start walking in something. Then we hear God in the book of Exodus promises and says, behold, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way and to bring you into the place which I have prepared. You are not going to walk by yourself. God will send an angel to come before you and bring you to the place which he has prepared. God also promised his people that they will be blessed. He gave the priests at the time when they were serving the temple some words to say to the people every time they bless them whenever they are done with the service. And it was a promise in itself. It says in the book of Numbers, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This is the goodwill of God towards us. We have always to think of God this way. God is not the one who is after us to punish us whenever we fall or whenever we sin. On the contrary, his good pleasure is whenever we will make it to heaven and we will be blessed. Even the saying that the priest was to say to the people was a promise of blessing. All of us sometimes living here, maybe in the land of immigration, we miss maybe our parents or our relatives, and we always longed for them. And we remember the days when the warmth of these relationships was like surrounding us all the time. And especially in time like this, the beginning of the year or maybe the feast, we remember our fathers and our mothers, those who are living or those who departed. And God, knowing this, He promised us to be a loving Father to all of us. Hear His promise in the book of Deuteronomy, saying to the people, "And in the wilderness, where you saw how the Lord your God carried you, as a man carries his son in all the way that you went until you came to this place." A son is embraced in the hand of his fathers. This is exactly how God is dealing with us. Even if we have no one around us, even if we are left by ourselves, we remember our God, the Father, who carries us like a father carries his son in his hands. Again, God in the book of Isaiah, emphasizing on this point, his fatherhood to us, saying, "Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you." Imagine this. A woman can forget her nursing child, leave him, abandon him. But even if she had the gut and the heart to do it, God will never do it with us. He will always take care of us. He will never forget us. Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. It's a very comforting promise that brings peace to all of our hearts. Every time you long for your relatives, stand before God and remind him with the promise and tell him, "God, I want to feel this. I want you to feel your fatherhood to me, because this is what is going to make me feel like I'm not a stranger in the land of our sojourn." Another promise, when we feel defeated by our weakness, how many times we look to ourselves sincerely and we found this weakness that we cannot overcome, conquered and defeated by bad habits or by a sin that is so much occupying our minds. We hear God promising those people who are defeated by their weaknesses, "For the Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not forsake you, nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers which he swore to them." Our God is a merciful one. He will never forget us, forsake us, or destroy us once we come to him and knocking the door of his compassion. The promise of God to us also to make us joyful. Sometimes we feel like in order to be with God, you have to be a person who is living a life of like sadness or like depression because you are a religious person. But this is not what God intended for all of us. Hear his promise to his people. "The Lord your God will bless you in all your produce and in all the work of your hands, so that you surely rejoice." This is his goodwill for us, to make us joyful. And hear his promise for us to have unlimited hope in him. When King David speaks the words of God, saying, "He raises the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the ash heap, that he may seat him with the princes of his people. He grants the barren woman a home like a joyful mother of her children." How comforting. Who can promise this? Only God, who can take the poor out of the dust and exalt him and lift him to sit with the princes of his people. No one ever can promise us this way and can fulfill it. Even the mightiest men around us, they cannot promise us to lift up from a dust and lift up to become like sitting with the princes of this world. Also here, his promise to those who are afraid for any reason, be strong, do not fear. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. With the recompense of God, he will come and save you. You are not by your own. In whatever challenge that you have, be strong, do not be afraid, put your trust in him. He promised to take care of you. And we believe that he is able to fulfill his promises. Also, listen to this promise. When we stand in our life journey at an intersection and asking for directions, how many times we feel we want to hear something. Tell us, God, what exactly you want me to do? And sometimes we say, God, do not listen. God, not work with us. But look at his promises. And he is faithful to fulfill this. In Isaiah 30:21, God is saying to his people, your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Look and imagine this. God is speaking behind your ears and saying, this is the way, walk in it. There is no doubt. There is no confusion. There is a clear voice who is going to guide his people and tell them, this is the way, walk in it. How can then we might be troubled while we are in the hands of this loving Father and loving God who promised many, many times before and he fulfilled his promise? If God exists and he is faithful and he promised, then we trust that he is going to fulfill what he promised. Let us try to have maybe this exercise this year. Whenever you open the Bible, search for a promise in the chapter you are reading, and then mark this promise. One day your eyes will fall on it, and then this will comfort you if you are distressed or in need for God to hear his voice. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.